Why, oh why, have men become so weak? Where are all of the strong and successful men? I read in an article, I believe it was in the New York Times recently, and it said that more women are being forced to date down. What does it mean to date down? To date someone who is of lesser status than you are, whether that's in physical appearance or financial wealth. Why is this? If you're a woman and you're looking around and you're saying to yourself, why are there so many out of shape, fat, loser men who don't have any sort of stable career? What happened to men? Well, the stereotype has been that because of male privilege or the patriarchy, that men have traditionally had this power and wealth over women. And this has been true. So ever since about the 1960s, there's been this push for women's empowerment. And there were a lot of good things that came out of this. You know, women had the freedom to pursue a job and to earn income independently and not be totally dependent upon men. Because before women were allowed to work, many of them would be trapped in abusive relationships, and they would basically be financially captive to these relationships because they knew they wouldn't be able to survive on their own. But once women were allowed into the workforce, they gained this financial independence, which made men have to respect them a little bit more in relationships, because women now had an exit. Before women were allowed to work, women stayed with their families, and their only way of making it into the world was to marry a successful man. But now, fast forward to the 1990s, you have the domestic violence laws, the United Nations passed the CEDAW, or the Convention Against Domestic Violence Against Women. You had all these laws that were being passed, these educational grants to encourage more women to enroll into college. For the last 30 years, there's been this message of empower women, empower women, empower women. And then on top of that, society has also been told that, you know, masculinity is toxic and, you know, everything is men's fault and men have privilege. Everything is easier for men. Men are not allowed to complain. And if men speak up, then it's called mansplaining. So for 30 years, we've been blaming men and telling them that they have it easy. They have no right to complain. They are the ones with all of the privilege, and we've been building up women for the last 30 years, and even now, divorce rates are so high, and it's about 82% of women who file for a divorce, and typically, whenever a divorce happens, women automatically get custody of the children. So right now in the United States, 1 in 4 children don't have a relationship with their father. There's no father in the household. And right now in the United States, I don't know about other countries, but in the United States, there are more women who have college degrees than men right now in the United States. So men are falling behind. Boys are falling behind. You don't have fathers in the household anymore. And like I said, for the last, 20, 30 years, we've been told over and over that masculinity is toxic. That, everything is men's fault. Men have all the power. Everything is easier for men. Now, let me go ahead and say this, is that for every gender, for every race, for every nationality, there are certain privileges. There are certain privileges to being a man. We have testosterone. Testosterone makes us braver, more aggressive. It makes us physically stronger. And men don't have to worry about being raped quite as much as women do, because we are physically stronger and just because of our anatomy. But there are privileges to being a woman as well. If a woman makes an online dating app or she walks into a bar, she's automatically going to get all of these advances, because society says that it's the man's job to approach a woman. But at the same time, women feel threatened by this approach. So a lot of men get accused of being called, creepy or all these kind of things. So men are sort of stuck in this weird position. You expect us to make the first move, but if you're not attracted to us, then, you call us all these bad names. And then, on average, a man will face rejection 100 times more than women. That's just the way it is. Women spend their life rejecting the advances of men, but men have to put up with that rejection. And after so many rejections, many men just get depressed and say, hey, I can't handle another rejection. And some men are stronger than others. My advice for any young men listening to this episode is, if you want to become a man, you've got to get used to rejection. You've got to get used to rejection, because society just doesn't care about the feelings of men. If you're in public crying, you're going to get made fun of, and they're going to tell you, hey, man up, suck it up, be a man. And you should. Men should be tough. They should be strong. But now, if a woman is in public and she's crying, everyone's going to rush to her aid and say, baby, what's wrong? Are you okay? Because for millions of years, it was a man's responsibility to protect a woman. That's why we have testosterone. When a woman is pregnant, she can't run very fast, and other animals and predators are more likely to attack her and eat her. So for millions of years, it was the man's job to physically protect the woman, to go out and hunt and bring food back to the village. And it was the woman's job to take care of the young children and to raise them and to keep the household orderly. But like I said, for the last 30 years, we've been telling women that you're equal to men. You should pursue careers and not worry about having kids. Don't worry about family. But guess what, young ladies? Once you hit the age of 30, you start losing eggs rapidly. And by the age of 35, it becomes very difficult to have a child. And you may think that you love your career right now, but one day you're going to wake up and be 40 years old, 50 years old, and you're going to have no kids, no husband, no family. That career that you're so dedicated to, it's not going to take care of you whenever you're sick. It's not going to hug you at night and tell you that it loves you. And all that money that you're making, you can't take it with you when you die. Talk to any old person, male or female, who is old and dying, and they'll never say, I wish I had worked more hours. They will say, I wish I spent more time with my friends and family and loved ones. So my advice for women is to get back to your nurturing qualities. That's what men love. Even in the Bible, even if you're not religious, still there's something that can be learned. But in the Bible, it says that women were created to be the helpmates of men. But now it seems like society has shifted and women are being told, hey, you know, a man should be able to make it on his own because he has all this privilege. But here's another issue why women are having a hard time right now finding a suitable mate. Because in nature, the female species only likes to procreate with a male who is at least 15% better than them overall, whether that's in IQ, whether that's in physical strength. But women typically, in their biology, seek out partners who are stronger than them. It's just instinctive because we've done it for millions of years. It's just an instinct deep down inside that a woman wants to feel safe and protected, whether that's financially or physically, by a man. Women do not like to date downwards. But now here's my advice to women out there, is that because the state of healthy masculinity is so low right now, for all kinds of reasons, from the unhealthy foods that we're eating to the mass indoctrination that masculinity is somehow toxic and bad, and with, you know, rising divorce rates, fatherless homes, there's all kinds of reasons why men have become so weak and docile and passive and unattractive. But if we're going to build men back up, we need women's help to do that. Just like us men fought to give women more equality, because whenever women wanted the right to vote or they wanted to get into the workforce, there were certain men and lawmakers and politicians who were fighting for this right to happen. So just as men helped to build up women, now the needle has shifted and we need women to help build us back up. I've seen this so many times. A good example is my sister. The guy that she's married to now, whenever they first met, he was struggling quite badly. And I don't want to go into too many details to, you know, respect their privacy, but, you know, he wasn't in the best place in life, but she believed in him and she acted as a feminine woman and she supported him emotionally, financially, in all kinds of ways, because she knew that all he needed was a little bit of encouragement. And he started his own business, and it took a couple of years, but it finally took off, and now they are doing extremely well. So the women that are out here, they're looking for a man who is already successful. He's already, you know, doing these amazing things. But the problem is that if you're seeking out someone who is already developed and they're single, that person is going to be a narcissist, and they're going to have so many options that they're probably not even going to consider you, or you're just going to be one of their options. But if you can find a decent guy who maybe he's not perfect, maybe he has some flaws, but you see some potential and you're willing to encourage him, he can become one of those great men, and he's going to be loyal to you because you were there to help build him up. Now, I know what a lot of women are saying. It's not my responsibility. I'm not any man's mother. I don't have to build a man up. And that is true. That is true. But like I said earlier, if a man builds himself up by himself, He's never going to see you as a wife. He's going to view women as playthings, as toys. That's why right now in the dating market, you have a top 10% of men, highly successful men, who are getting the, you know, the bottom 90% of all the women. There's a huge imbalance in the dating market right now, whereas women, 90% of women are attractive to men. Because men, we don't care about your career. We don't care about your education. We don't care about your qualifications. All we care about is if you're physically attractive and you're nice to us and you're loyal to us. Those are the only three requirements that a man generally has for a woman is, you know, basically, you know, don't eat too much, you know, like don't be, you know, so overweight, be nice and be loyal. And we're pretty much willing to be your boyfriend. But with women, women want a guy who has a good credit score. He's tall, he's strong, he has his own car, his own place, he has a good career, he has all of these qualifications. So women are wanting and requiring much more from men than men are wanting and requiring from women. So in order to balance the scales, my advice is that to a certain degree, men are going to have to sort of give women what they want. Okay, you want to be independent? You want to, you know, do everything on your own? Okay, you know, all right, go for it. You know, so men are going to have to stop simping and just giving all of these women this free attention that goes unreciprocated. Men are going to have to get disciplined and start focusing more on themselves and making themselves more powerful and more attractive, because we do have an advantage over women, and that's natural testosterone. Testosterone makes us more aggressive. It makes us stronger. It makes us braver, more courageous. And we can use that to our advantage. But all men need right now is a little encouragement. You'd be amazed at what a man can do with a little bit of encouragement. Have you ever heard that old famous saying that behind every great man, there's a great woman? There's some truth to that. Because women have this very special ability to heal someone who is injured. Like, I remember growing up as a child, if I was hurt, if I was sad, if I was feeling depressed, it was usually my mother who would hug me and tell me that she loved me, and that, you know, she would make me feel, you know, calm and safe and just feel so much better. But it was my father who would say, hey, all right, no more tears. It's time to toughen up and get back to work. Stop crying. And it was that dynamic that has helped me to realize is that the masculine and feminine are both needed to develop a boy into a healthy man, or to develop a girl into a healthy woman. We need the balance of the masculine and the feminine in the household, the mother and the father. But there is nothing like a woman's touch. I mean, even physically, women have softer skin. They have softer voices. Everything about a woman is healing to a man. And men spend so much of their lives emotionally suppressed because we're told that we can't cry, that we can't show weakness. So that is why men tend to lash out or go crazy in society, is because men are sort of pressured into suppressing their emotions. You know, be tough, tough it out, tough it out, tough it out. Whereas women are almost expected to cry and to be rescued. And I know that that's very offensive towards some women who see themselves as, you know, independent, or they see themselves as strong. But let's do a social experiment. Let's take a beautiful woman and a handsome guy and put them in a public situation, maybe a shopping mall or an airport, whatever it is. And this experiment has been done by the TV show What Would You Do? And it was called Men Crying in Public. And every time in these experiments, whenever a woman was crying in public, people rushed to her aid to ask what was wrong. But when men cry in public, people laugh. And in some cases, they even call the police because they fear he's going to do something. So the point of this episode isn't to go on a tirade about how women now have all the power and, you know, life is so unfair against men. Listen to me cry. Wah, wah, life is so unfair. That's not the point of this episode. The point of this episode is that there is a huge imbalance between the masculine and the feminine. Women have become masculinized in society. We have been pushing them more and more and more to step up and to become these leaders, whereas we have been pushing men down and down and down, and it's almost like the gender roles have sort of been flipped on their head. Back in the 1950s, women were complaining that they were being put in these subservient sort of roles, whereas now it's almost like men are sort of complaining about the same thing about, you know, hey, you know, what about us? What about our encouragement? But I'll tell you this. If you don't think that masculinity and testosterone is the backbone of society, let me ask you a few questions. If you're a feminist listening to this episode, did you know that when women were first fighting, or some women were fighting for the right to vote, there were many women who were against the right to vote? Do you know why? Because originally, in order to vote, and this is still the case with men, you had to sign up for the Selective Service Military. In the United States, every male has to sign this document saying that if the government needs him to join the military to fight in a war, he agrees to do so. And if he doesn't, he can be put in prison. It's called the Selective Service Act. But women are exempt from this requirement. And many women were against the right to vote because they were afraid that they would be forced into military service. So they wanted the privilege of voting, but they did not want the responsibility of military service. Another point, many women talk about the inequality in the workforce. They say most CEOs are men. Men generally get paid more. There are more men in positions of management. Well, that may be true, but why is it true? Well, and why aren't women complaining about the lack of women in military combat roles or the lack of women in the construction sector? Because generally, women are more interested in people and social situations and in certain types of jobs like, you know, the arts and humanities, whereas men are more interested in things and physicality. You won't see women protesting to become a construction worker. But you will see a lot of women complaining about why aren't there more CEOs? Why aren't there more female, you know, doctors or lawyers? Because those are jobs that don't require high amounts of physical strength, testosterone, and to get dirty, to do hard physical manual labor. The majority of workplace deaths happen to men because the majority of dangerous jobs, like construction worker, police officer, garbage man, all these dirty, dangerous jobs, more than 90% of them are made up of men. So, in many ways, the physical society that we live in was built by men, but the family emotional, the emotions of society, the family bonds of society were built by women. Men built the physical structure of society through construction, through war, through politics, but it was the women behind the scenes who constructed the family units, the relationships, the emotions. There's this famous saying that says that every war was fought and was fought over love, over a woman. Everything that a man does is in hopes of capturing the heart of a woman. And there's a lot of truth to this. There's a lot of truth to this. Women pursue careers because they want to be independent. They want to be successful. They want to, you know, feel proud. But 90% of men, they would not care about being rich if it had nothing to do with getting a beautiful woman. Most of what men do, most of the reasons why men are interested in getting money, having nice clothes, having a nice car, having their own place, is because they know that women value these things. So men and women pursue careers for totally different reasons, generally. But what's happened is that most men are now just simply giving up. They're like, you know what? It's just too hard to impress women nowadays because they're basically in competition with us for jobs, and many of them are actually becoming transgender themselves and taking male hormones. So many women, many men have just given up on their careers. They've given up on dating, and they just sit in their house and play video games all day. And it's really sad. So if we're going to restore our men, and if women want to see more masculine men, then we need women to step up and to give us a little bit of encouragement. And what men are going to have to do is they're going to have to spend the early part of their adult lives ignoring women and focusing on building themselves up. And men do have another advantage as well, is that we can have children into our 40s, into our 50s. We have more time to build ourselves up than women do. Like I said earlier, once women hit 35, it becomes extremely difficult for them to have children. So men actually have more time to delay their relationship status than women do. This is why women mature faster than men, because women are on a much stricter time frame than men. And this is why women typically like to date men who are a little bit older than them, because women know that older men are usually more established and they're more mature emotionally. So, and then men, I ought to say this about men too, is that for most of human history, men have, you know, viewed women as these, let me rephrase this. For most of human history, men have just viewed women as vessels to have their children. And for a certain period of time, especially in the 1990s, whenever gangster rap got really popular, many men viewed women as just these sexual objects. You know, pornography got very popular in the 1990s, and it's more popular than ever now. Men, stop looking at women as if they're just sexual objects. Stop pursuing women purely on their physical looks, because if you're going to have sex with a woman and potentially have a child with her, her physical beauty is not going to make her a good wife. It's not going to make her a good mother. So look at her character. Now, I'm sort of a shallow guy, and I think that we all are to some degree. Physical attraction is very important, but do not base your decision on marrying a woman or having a child with a woman totally on her physical appearance, because your life's going to be miserable. You're going to end up getting divorced and paying child support, paying alimony, all these kind of things. When you get married to someone, it's supposed to be for life. And if you're going to spend the rest of your life with that person, there's got to be more than just physical attraction. You've got to have an emotional connection, an intellectual connection, or maybe even a spiritual or religious connection. But there's got to be more than just the physical act of attraction and sex. So my final advice to both men and women is stop chasing the money. Stop chasing the physical appearance so much. Stop obsessing over these sort of shallow things, and be willing to see the potential in one another. You know, maybe you're a guy and there's a girl who's interested in you. And, you know, maybe she's not as sexy as you wish that she was. But you know what? If you encouraged her a little bit, maybe she could become that sexy woman that you wish that she could be. And same thing if you're a woman. Maybe that guy that you're talking to is kind of cute, but you wish that he was cuter. Or he's kind of interesting, but he's not quite at the level that you want him to be. Well, maybe with your encouragement, he could be. And that person that you help build up is more likely to be loyal to you, because they're going to feel a sense of obligation to you, because they're going to know deep in their heart that it was you who helped them reach that particular level. It's all about teamwork and collaboration, and that is the beauty of the feminine and the masculine, which is so beautifully illustrated in the yin and the yang, you know, the Chinese symbol of yin and yang. It's the masculine and the feminine, the dark and the light, intertwining and working together. I always say that men are the sun and women are the moon. And together they create a day. If there is no sun, the earth will die. All the plants will die. If there is no moon, the oceans will lose their tide. Entire ecosystems will die out. There will no longer be harmony in the magnetic forces of the earth. Water levels will rise and it will cause catastrophes. The earth needs a sun and a moon. A family needs a father and a mother. The world needs strong, masculine, respectful, and honorable and hardworking men. And the world needs soft, nurturing, supportive, and emotionally strong women. And together, when a strong, confident, masculine man meets a feminine, soft, and supportive woman, and they work together, beautiful things can happen. Now, I know what many of you are thinking. There may be many women who are listening to this episode and they're saying, well, I tried that. I dated a guy who was, you know, not doing so well, but I saw potential in him and I tried to help him, but he took advantage of me and he got lazy. That does happen. But don't blame men. Blame that one guy. Don't let one guy who took advantage of you ruin your perception of all men. And then same thing for men. Maybe you dated a woman who took advantage of you for your money. You know, she let you spend all this money on her and then she just dumps you. Don't let one breakup ruin your ability to love again. Every time that I've been through a breakup, after a couple of months, I would force myself to get back out there and try to love again like it was my first time. I don't care how many times my heart gets broken, I'm always going to believe in the power of love, because my father taught me, and this is found in the Bible, my father always told me that every decision in life comes from either fear or love. And the decisions that come from fear result in destruction. But the decisions that come from love always end with your honor being intact. If you treat someone with respect and they take advantage of you, don't be offended, because the loss is theirs, not yours. You can walk away from the situation with a clean conscience because you did the right thing, and nobody can take that away from you. So, ladies, gentlemen, if you've gone through a breakup and it wasn't your fault and the other person took advantage of you, don't say, well, I'm done with women or I'm done with men. Say, I'm done with that woman or I'm done with that man. But ladies, we need you. We need you to support us and help us. And fellas, guys, women may say that they don't need you and that they're independent, but they're only saying that because you're not willing to step up and be the strong man that they want. So men, we've got to raise our standards just a little bit. And we can't fall in love with every woman that has a pretty face and we're willing to give her everything. We're going to have to start raising our standards, and we're going to have to get away from the video games. We're going to have to stop being lazy, and we're going to have to use that testosterone and hold ourselves to a higher standard as well. Respecting women doesn't mean that you have to be a weak guy. You don't have to be a simp or a white knight. If you don't know what these terms are, Google them. Simp and white knight syndrome. These guys that basically worship women just because they're women. Women don't want to be worshipped. They want to be protected and they want to be respected. Women do not like to be worshipped by these fake nice guys because it makes them feel like, oh, you're just being nice to me because you want to have sex. Women can see through bullshit much, much quicker and easier than men because women are more in touch with their emotions. So guys, if you want a woman to fall in love with you, the best thing that you can do is be strong and show that you can protect her and that you're willing to go to war for her. Women say that they want a nice, sensitive guy, and they do in some respects. But deep down inside, every woman wants to feel protected. And ladies, I'll tell you what men want. Deep down inside, you know, men want to feel nurtured and emotionally supported, because men are not allowed to express their emotions in the same way that women are. So men want to feel healed by your soft touch. Men do not like these loud, argumentative women. They want to feel supportive. So even if you don't have large breasts, you know, every woman that I've ever talked to has always been insecure about their feminine parts, whether, you know, is my hair long enough, are my breast big enough? But in reality, men don't care about these things quite as much as you women think. I mean, yes, we do pay attention to these things, don't get me wrong, but, you know, even if your lady parts aren't as big or as shapely, you know, as you would like them to be, you can still get through to a man in those old ways that you know, my grandmother used to always say, the best way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Cook him something to eat and allow him to express his emotions. And even if you aren't the most attractive woman, he still might fall in love with you, because men don't get to be vulnerable. I mean, I'm being vulnerable right now on this podcast episode, and it's very difficult for me to express myself in this way because I don't want to be perceived as being weak. So, ladies, I know that you want to be these strong, independent women, and you want to earn your own money and compete with us in the job market. Cool. All right, we live in modern times. I get it. But don't be afraid to be a little bit feminine and to be supportive and to allow your man to step up. Encourage his masculinity. Don't make fun of it. Encourage him to succeed and to step up and to be more. And guys, don't expect a woman to submit and to be submissive and to be feminine if she has to do everything. You know, she's paying all the bills. She's going to the gym and working out. She's doing everything that she's supposed to be doing, but you're just, you know, laying on the couch and watching TV and playing video games. No wonder so many women are becoming masculine, because men, you know, are sort of giving up on themselves. So guys, stop watching TV. Forget about what these, you know, crazy extreme feminists are saying about masculinity. There are still women out there that appreciate a strong masculine man. You know, not every woman is a crazy feminist who wants some little weak guy. You know, so if you want a real woman, be a real man. And ladies, if you want a real man, start acting like a lady. You know, don't listen to Cardi B. Don't listen to Rihanna and all these, you know, female singers that say if you want a man, you have to show off your body and do all these things. No. A man might want you sexually if you show off your body, but he's not going to view you as marriage material. I'm sorry. So if we're going to heal the pain between men and women, we've got to start having these honest conversations about men and women. I really wish that I could get a woman on this podcast, because I feel like the key to healing this so-called gender war between men and women is to have these conversations. Like, you know, what do women desire and expect from men? And what do men expect and desire from women? And is there any way that we can sort of reach a middle ground and communicate our needs, because if we just hold in all of these complaints, but we don't talk about them openly and respectfully, how can we come up with a solution? And I get it. Every relationship is unique, and what one man wants, another man might want something different. So there is a case by case basis, but generally, women are attracted to strong, confident, courageous, hardworking men. And generally speaking, men are attracted to soft, agreeable, and nurturing women. So I'm going to end this episode by saying that women, get in touch with your femininity and embrace it. You don't have to be in competition with us all the time. And guys, stop being these weak, pathetic simps. In order to respect a woman, you don't have to agree with her on everything and worship the ground that she walks on. Stand up for yourself and stop relying on these strong women to fix you or to heal you. It's not a woman's responsibility to fix you. And the same thing for women. It's not a man's responsibility to come in and save you every time that you fall down. But I'll tell you what our responsibility is. Our responsibility is to each other. Read the book of Ecclesiastes in the Bible. It's my favorite book in the Bible. And it says that two is better than one. When one falls, the other can help to pick the other up. So men and women, I'm telling you both, stop being in competition with each other and start cooperating and working together. Start looking at each other as partners and teammates instead of, I have to show that I'm, you know, better than a man, that I'm more independent and I'm stronger than a man. We don't want that, and we don't need that. We don't need to be in competition. What we need to be doing is collaborating, you know. Women and men have different brains. They have different hormones. There are certain things that the female brain is better at doing and understanding, and the female body. And the male body has certain strengths and weaknesses as well. Did you know that in Russia, they actually prefer women to be snipers? Because women have larger bladders and they can stay in one place longer than men can. Because men have to urinate more frequently than women. That's just one example of a biological difference between men and women. You know? But men are better foot soldiers because typically we have denser bones and larger muscles, and we can pick up heavier objects on average, even without training. That is why I am totally against these transgender sports where you have a biological man who takes some hormones, some estrogen, and then he competes in female boxing and then knocks out these women left and right. On average, 90% of the time, even without training, men will be at least 10% stronger than a woman, even if they are in the same weight class. So it's just totally not fair, because testosterone makes your bones harder. It makes your muscles denser. And little boys have this testosterone flowing through their bodies their entire lives. So we have this advantage for all these years. Our bones have been developed. So even if a woman at the age of 20 decides, I want to be a man, and she starts taking testosterone, her bones will never be quite as strong as a natural biological man. So, But that's a whole other separate conversation. The point of me bringing that up is that men and women should not be obsessed with being equal. Men and women are not equal, and that is a good thing, because men need women, because women have certain qualities that men lack, and women need men because there are certain qualities that they naturally lack. So both of us are lacking, but together we are whole. And that is the beauty of a man and a woman coming together. Two imperfect beings coming together to become one flesh and to become complete. When a man and a woman come together on the same page and they are in perfect harmony, they become powerful. Right now, birth rates are low, marriage rates are low, people are depressed and suicidal. Stop investing in the stock market and start investing in love. Because your career is not going to take care of you when you get sick, but your husband or your wife just might. So this has been Randall Stroud with Nalini Global. Men, let's be men again. Let's be strong. Let's get up and work and use that testosterone. And women, you don't have to always compete with us all the time. You don't have to be obsessed with trying to be a man. Embrace your femininity. We love it. We love when a woman is nurturing and soft. I always say that a nice word from a woman can literally end a war, and a harsh word from a woman can start a war. This may be very controversial, but I'll say that a woman's word is actually more powerful than a man's. There is just something about a woman's voice that is just hypnotic. The feminine energy that women have, there's just something so healing and soothing about it. Women, women are more powerful than they'll ever know. A beautiful, soft woman is more powerful than 10 male CEOs of a corporation. Cleopatra is a good example. Cleopatra brought down empires with her beauty. Women have always held the power. They just let us men think that we had it. But all along, women were in the background pulling the strings of our heart. Every man's greatest strength is his testosterone and his muscles. But every man's greatest weakness is the woman that he's in love with. No matter how strong a man is, the woman that he's in love with can bring him to his knees. But conversely, the weakest of men can become kings with the support of the right woman. God, it's so beautiful. When men and women come together and work together, the possibilities are unlimited. So, ladies, gentlemen, I know that you probably didn't agree with everything that I've said, but I hope and pray that I have said at least one thing that has gotten you to stop and think, and hopefully we can build the family unit back up. And not only this country, but in South Korea and Japan and so many of these developed nations where we're having these issues. But conversely, it's funny because in these so-called poor countries like the Philippines, Cambodia, Mexico, their birth rates are going up and they don't have these problems. Even though in some of these poor countries they may have less education, they may have more poverty, their families are stronger than ever, and perhaps where they are poor financially, they are strong spiritually and in love. And perhaps we in developed nations, we may be rich in money and career, but we are poor in matters of the spirit and the heart, and we can learn something from each other. So wealth is not just in money, but there is wealth in your relationships. And suicide rates will start going down once people start seeing the value in family and marriage once again. So guys, if you want to be a revolutionary, go out, get married, have some damn kids, and have a beautiful family and a beautiful life. Good luck, and God bless America, and God bless the world. Thank you.
You're sitting here scratching your head, wondering what's next. Strength is the only thing that matters in this world. Everything else is just a delusion for the weak. Stop pretending! Knock off the sentimental rubbish! Harden your heart, fool! You have to put aside your mercy! Then might actually stand a chance. Stop trying to convince yourself! How dare you give up! Reach down deep. Take some pride in your heritage. There's only one certainty in life. A strong man stands above and conquers all! There's no denying what you are. Wait and see. The more we fight, the more powerful we become! Don't tell me you're still preaching that mercy nonsense, that means you're still holding back! No more weak-hearted excuses! The strongest will find a way to survive, and the weakling shall perish! Is that the kind of fate you want for yourself? Enough! Now you listen to me! Fighting with that soft, righteous look on your face. Pitiful. It's brute strength that determines the outcome of a battle, not goodness. Why are we subjecting ourselves to this? You've always been like this. You show mercy to everyone, even your fiercest enemies. Live every moment of every day for the singular purpose to meet the next challenge, even if it's bigger than you are. Test your limits. Push yourself beyond them. Become the strongest you could possibly be.